pagkumbula tuko bikin na naturang na marama garbo na wanelewa na bunuo libungo New Zealand di pagkumbula usibi na ba city libungo Wellington na Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM o pagkumbula tuko bikin na naturang na marama garbo na wanelewa na sa netin ka ba ni nundo bunuo kada sa may pagkaito tuko na bunuo libungo Wellington imbula minaka sa pagkumbula tuko ani na sa talay na sa imbula na sa ninganga ni waniturang o Jesus Kristo kung nita ka na mo sa niklo na naroon na biba ungeti na betumberi ki bekenda na singa ni nai na kinimbulan ni tabutu na kinimbulan ni tao na tiko mule vale sen da barum tuwe umano ni dhalaka sen da barum tuwe na loma ni motuka uno da mga barum uki na mataka ni singa ni nai sanu ngitabi mo bekinda baki tiko bekenda na mataka ni singa ni kuwa na Wellington Access Radio na 27.2 FM na singa minaka ni kuwa au nitaka nina kauti kendaru na kalau kini ndota na lebolo ni bingrami ene sira ni nai lako tumbe kama hii ni sulandi wa angito sema ngande sema idhagadhaka sema iwuli sema sama ilio ni wuno tunde tu ene wuno ngu ni sulandi kama kai tuku tuku na wuno alimungu o Wellington au sama kambule tuka ni wikenda ene sira minaka ni kuwa na sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ene sira minaka ni kuwa awa maila umbeaka na kaundrobe mbua sema dhuata maimba matakira o kadamu na maibiti tailevu rewa serwa unamosi sana ula labi unanonga matakira mosa na sana labu kwa lomba ikina au sama kumbule tukani ena sige mila nikuwa na hava tali ni waniturang kwa Jesu Kristo
amen in the vast also waniturang na sige mila kanikuwa praise the Lord the check the manama ikina kasalivu amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning maybe you followed us through our Facebook page and we would like to say greetings all the way from here for shores at the FDB ground and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us we would like to acknowledge you foreign zone as well as island I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday we take this time to say thank you I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand Australia American continent for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa Bulawinaka and also to the Europe I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well not forgetting one Watu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in we would like to send today to say thank you for joining us today we have been blessed we have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka and not forgetting Korobo let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service the rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central which is Suva and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30 but minus or not with the Eastern Division and we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning we can tell ngana leo leso sgloto kemani vakarro tikmekwena nomini worship centers so we can lotsi kwa matapo vale western but the northern divisions we send today to say thank you and say greetings we nakwale utanga somaloa and auntie ili for the group of yesterday thank you see you again next week and thank you to all of you I believe for auntie rossi all the way out there in Sangani we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item and Talanga Rossi and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today we would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well thank you and also to those of you that are here maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody today why we have moved from the gymnasium the Melotikina na for sure but it is so vacant the kokenda semberi vaccinated amen and if you're here we welcome you the unvaccinated and also for the first jabs only kwesimberi ni dulavawati bela the at the gymnasium na locality ni live one on the lotiki na bina katikina na menda vaccinate fully vaccinated so that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us and let us welcome the unvaccinated today and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium nikotalanga we makambula weekend so we can sell ni loni loti loni loti weekend Mrs. Yep. Tukana I believe you are here with your daughter so we can understand ni loti new Methodist either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end akirunduri ni kwa to save nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local week to my TV and Amada Sawati, Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarong to make a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you are an outcast. So we can the No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami to be one in bula to be mate sakame ko ko buni wae sa sangani rawa so we can see like bula you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Bikin dapat kita kau bikin dengan turangan nama ramah turbo nungun elawan esana tinikapan inon tu benua. And the sir sir tu mai na television mai kandavu atul mai viti atulau bigam do mai lawi zaka do malombula na bale bune sema tu mai kem do mai na mukai lau mai kambara mai mode mai komo mai watoni ata mai wato mai ono ilau fulang le bataki onge nyimbula binaka mai la kemba mai dia bune ombula bu mango katfana tu da nyimbula binaka ena sema taka ni sengan indai mai na ese semuala mai tutoya watalaki na mai nungu ena ni wasu mana muka mai matuku nyimbula binaka watalaki na mai mwala nyimbula binaka sen ni ngulela mai bono batu watalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kotu sobu sargira nyimbula binaka etu so mamalabu nyimbula binaka kemundo mai na soso mai na viti kematalaki na kemundo mai alombi mai waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga vini binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that the asawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo we ingaswe na na kaya tusa nagatiko Amen. In a kavo tusenaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. In a kavo baga tusa, nanduna singa na tomba le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wamula talde we kenda na turanga na marama daru ono nilewa daga ba obisa. We stay seni todo gani obisa. We lori todo gani obisa. Nimbula minaga nindo shema tigumai. Sanga nimbula labi we kemuni na daga ba matai valu. Dela na mbua ma indela na maka ma waya bi ma lotoka vature kukamai. Lambasa nimbula binaka we kemba kele ni matevalu nimbula binaka we kemundo na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai siria ina vendela na nimbula binaka ina singa binani kwa nero itabi mi kerobo mbula tiku bikenda ina singa binani kwa seta lani ngule labi bikenda na leo imiti ni lako bangito ba lakalaka vangande bagabuli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa baga mbula tiku aina fosua totoka tulandraki tobo suwa vangalindi marabu laura itu na sa sokolami wa ingena ke tele ngai mbasi kali bumai ombe ga diriawa wa tele ngai na enu de tambongo enu mai as mata ga nisken inda inda ba bile bina ka bale buana kalu wa so so mata bala turanga ka bi ko ya toge sa mugo de mugo tuna zange free ko ga rede tuna mata nisinga singa ni shomi
Amen.
Amen. Iko somo na liwaliwa, iko somo na wai. Iko na kalowe, somo na katumai. Auza mai lo malangi kina matanisinga. Merliwi sao menangawla ni yata babata kinoa. Kina zangi rao linguwa, usomo lima linguwa talinguwa. Senga maganduwa ni bau stail. Na zangi sulia na kalowe, na singa minangani kwa. Kabi kenda ni voltamu. Hena madhi una kena wase, tini ganduwa. Ruso mulgo walu, ruso mulga liwa, kina tolso mulu. Ndula kwa maibia, kwa kemendu magando sa. Oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata. Eso sa, oda ni dolata. Sandreke, Susandreke, Reke Sahara, Susahara Sabu, Gekatu, Chisu, Dolan Baby, come on to me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kauka, Dolan Baby, Okim to Bando Sa, all the new lottery, the Lord Bibi, I will never think we can do. Hallelujah. Doctor, we can do to become known and we were. Amen. Ni sarara na nungui buang ni mamanda na nungui dola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yang nabi sureti uosti bindondua. Kau tu tu nabi sureti. Mau indo nabi sureti ni uosti bindondua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambul apa sedi kalau ke kau kau kangat sara kemudungan yang selalu orang betirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kau mal ezru mangai bagatakila mesuaka ngai wasia ezru mangai bagatakila mai nak aku sila nikla
Amen.
Mena hal talangan ngono na mena nanduri matai kuaya kendara rere bi kuaya kasih talangan itu nak kendara rebuni tagarawa Kembali matanya ni sekian indai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na bini songo songo lotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamusi teutiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena daulang atu walebu, nalo tuwa karisto, sambule tuwa nendai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
mbalenyi beshure tetuko na kalo dola ko mai mai tova ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu dia ko enda mdebwa ka ko lame la ko tova ko mai ni la ko tova ko mai ko baga ndo na e ona ni zalata na izolo bibi kalim me kana timu kalim na lube mu ndo mosu be iko ndo mola ka biko ngai na numati ko kalitiko na kalo se kalitiko se kalitiko e kalitiko ko ya hen mataka ni sigani ko menda lago mai bi ko ya hen mataka ni sigani na ndama ingara bi ko ya baga ya lo ko baga indira ka uta mai na numundu izolo zola kele na kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo ni sigani ni ko ni ko mbere ni bimbi mo ibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we're just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lao, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. His spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sabe que anda el barro que tuvo menicua, dona camayado, y me tuvo que andar tal y quien no me bula. Sona caí con la quita, sona caí va a quedar acá.
Yo.
Sona caí con la camicua, son de todo un becaneado, y es hallado. Y ni cua, me arrojo que no andaba ni calomico, no, y tú y tú me no. La ve caí con la no me ni vina cabico, y tú y tú me no caí, no me cua, ni vina cabico. Y en la raíz lo malay, y la segunda red en la caneta va a dar. Y el cauco y vico, va a te Mevakana yawa ni loma langi menandele ni huruvura. Sabaka kina, nanogu na numa, kina numu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The viya kabi kia di singatambu, notamangu kwa iturangu ni bakitawa. Viya kabi ni singatambu, enayaya ni tiko na tinangu. Nanito vale singa kina na lounge open space bere chuna nito store kito na nondo ndambi tiko kito re chuna katu bini store we singa tambo enayaya ni na nito store na tinago na magaro tiki kito na bima dawa kito na ndanda bo kito tiko kito na yeto na langser langa po lot vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future, story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni nini tongu nuti mbamba kao. Langono susuraki chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitu lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts is still the best for you. Tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow to give. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night.
Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we mess, you're going to come. Yes. You're going to turn over the club. My husband, you took my husband. You took my wife. For that to benefit, yes. We can't never come out here. We can't never come out. You can say, you can't never come out here. Make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a trunk. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. How shakila na nungu na numa mimbaletira. Nona chukika, nona tangi chukika, nona warula chukika. Waya ukila tiko na nungu na numa. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membalet kemdo sanga tali ngue kila o yuko tigo na no muito motuba ngarongo da tuni kwa na ta o kire randini pa uti manda no muito tala no embaleta na wa yuko kuta ni binumuta na una sarivi kuma kina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. I was saying, why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, with what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba bulivi kina bulivi mekina nandio nikatini. I began to